Penguin Presents The Cutout Girl, written and read by Bart Van Ess. For Charles de Jong and Catherine de Jong Spiro, and Henk Van Ess and Janine Van Ess de Jong. Prologue, December 2014. Without families, you don't get stories. The woman who tells me this stands making coffee in her apartment in Amsterdam. Her name is Heseline, Lean for short. She is over 80, and there is still a simple beauty about her. A clear complexion without noticeable makeup, a little silver watch but no other jewellery, and shiny, unpainted nails. She is brisk in manner, but also somehow bohemian, dressed in a long, dark grey cardigan with a flowing claret paisley scarf. Before today, I have no memory of ever having met her. All the same, I know that this woman grew up with my father, who was born in the Netherlands immediately after the war. She was once part of my family, but this is no longer the case. A letter was sent, and a connection was broken. Even now, nearly 30 years later, it still hurts Lean to speak of these things. From her white open-plan kitchen, we moved to the seating area, which is full of winter sunlight, filtered partly through stained glass artworks that are fitted against the panes. There are books, museum catalogues, and cultural supplements spread beneath a low glass coffee table. The furniture is modern, as are the pictures on the walls. We speak in Dutch. You wrote in your email about being interested in the family history, and about maybe writing a book, she says. Well, the family thing doesn't really play for me. The Van Esses were important in my life for a long time, but not now. So what kind of writing do you do? Her tone is friendly, but also businesslike. I tell her a little about my work as a professor of English literature at Oxford University, writing scholarly books and articles on Shakespeare and Renaissance poetry. But she knows most of this already from the internet. So what is your motivation? She asks. My motivation? I'm not sure. I think hers could be a complex and interesting story. Recording these things is important, especially now, given the state of the world, with extremism again on the rise. There's an untold story here that I don't want to lose. On this bright December morning, we talk of world affairs, of Israel, of Dutch politics, and about the situation in Britain, where David Cameron's coalition government is nearing the end of its 5-year term. We move quickly from subject to subject, almost as in an interview for a job. After perhaps an hour, she pushes away her empty cup and speaks definitively. Yes, I have faith in this. Shall we sit at the table? Do you have a notebook and pen? I had not wanted to arrive like a reporter, so I need to ask her for paper and something to write with. But we are soon seated at the dining table, which is made of pale laminate wood. I can ask anything I want about what she remembers, what people said and did, what she wore and what she ate, the houses she lived in, and what she dreamt. We sit in the warm modernity of the apartment, and our first meeting stretches on for hours. The documents, photographs, letters, various objects, appear only gradually as she thinks of them. But by mid-afternoon, with the light outside already fading, the table is covered in mementos. These include a children's novel with a bright yellow cover featuring a steamboat and a ceramic tile with a cartoon on it of a drowning man. There is also a photo album of red imitation leather that has a well-worn spine. On the first page of the album, there is a picture of a handsome couple with the words Mama and Papa written beneath in blue pen. The woman on the left in the photograph is Lean's mother, whose name is Catherine de Jong Spiro. She is perched on the edge of a rattan chair, the curved back of which envelops her. The sun is full in her face, and she is smiling a little shyly. Her husband, Charles, Lean's father, sits on the ground in front of her in his shirt sleeves, his large hands resting comfortably on his knees. He leans back against his wife, who has one of her hands on his shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?